Well, we get to see the champion back in action on Saturday, and we get to see Happy Clapper, the old champion in his own right, who has chased her home 8 times, and he's run second to her on 3 occasions of the 8 that he has met her. They'll be old acquaintances once again, and Pat Webster will be there cheering on his boy on Saturday, and he joins us this morning. How are you, Pat?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
Gee whiz, this is Winx's farewell tour. You'll be up the front, the first one waving her goodbye, won't you?
Oh, it looks that way, yeah.
Unfortunately, it's always the best option to run in her races, though.
Well, it is, and we tried a little bit different last time, and we went out Caulfield, which he never handled, so we decided to stop at home. He loves Randwick, and, you know, he's earned 6.3 million running around against her and other races, so it's not all bad, is it?
No, it is certainly not all bad. And you mentioned the prize money. He's an 8-year-old now, and he's coming back after a bleed. How is he?
No, he's fantastic. Look, he trialled last Thursday. We've done a little bit, which we never do, in the last 300 of the trial, and he won his trial, but not that that matters whether he won or not, but he had a good hit out and stretch out. And so we haven't had to do. The purpose of that was we didn't have to do a lot this week with him, just a bit of pace work. So as this morning was acceptance, and we're really happy with him.
Well, you know, never like to see a bleed, but if he's come back fine from that, could it be a bit of a blessing in disguise being forced to have the 3 months off and have a good break?
Yeah, well, he probably would have had another free run. So, that's the way we're looking at it. And Blake Shin, he was the first one to sort of think of that. He said, mate, it might have been a blessing. But, look, he had come home and he's had a good rest. And naturally, as you can imagine, he gets very well looked after. So, but, look, I couldn't be happier with where he is right at this time this morning. So, you know, I wish the race was today.
Well, is the plan to bring him to Melbourne after Saturday?
Well, the way he used Blake's abating down there, he's a bit biased. I don't know whether we'll either come down, but
we want you. We want you here. We've got 4 wild cards, and we need the voters to get behind you, as you say that, because he's currently 17th on just a tick under 2,000 votes. So you need to flex your arm and get all your mates up there to start voting for him.
Well, I see the. I'm just looking through it this morning. I haven't taken a lot of notes, but you see that Chris Munster's horse has got 8,000 stuff in place. So,
yes.
Luck to him. So, it goes to show you, if you can work the social media, which I can't, you can get the votes. But look, you know, the cream always rises to the top. When I switched the website on this morning, I see he's in number one, and the highest is amazing, isn't it? When you look at all them other good horses in that race, how much prize money Clapper's won to other good horses. It's just amazing.
Well, I think we'll get the more learned votes coming in this last week, because there is $250,000 up for grabs, and a lot of the horses, as you said, have been run by social media campaigns that are heading the votes and have absolutely no chance of winning. So for those who haven't cast their vote as yet and want to be a chance to win that $250,000, they'll be voting for the horses like Happy Clapper, who are genuine winning chances as well.
Yeah, well, you see the first, you know, in prize money, the whole thing is the handicap is usually right, And you go on prize money and you see Clapper and Hart, and I think they're two of the best. They're the older horses going around now, but the weight for age is quite common to see 8 and 9 year olds being very, very competitive in weight for age races. And I'm you know, Clapper, he's right where I'm wanting him to be at the moment. So he'll run on Saturday, God willing, and then the Chipping Norton against the Great Mare, and then come down if he gets an invite to the All-Star. If not, I'm sure he'll get a run in the Doncaster. I'm sure we won't be waited out of that.
Well, we can't wait to see him back against Winx. A nice, lovely second would be great again, and gee whiz, if you could do the unthinkable and knock her off, those votes will fly through the roof. So best of luck on Saturday, Paddy.
Thank you.